It was a warm January across eastern New York and western New England, and that warm weather note continued for the first day of February yesterday. Albany hit 40 degrees yesterday afternoon. Now, with a cooling trend underway, it's likely that we will not hit that 40-degree mark again until the middle part of next week. So cooler air is the story over the next few days. It will definitely feel cold, though it will not be exceptionally cold for this time of year. We are targeting temperatures, though, that will be near normal in the coming days. Also normal with that cold air flowing over the Great Lakes is lake effect snow. And lake effect snow does continue in areas west of the capital region. And that lake effect snow threat will continue at least through Saturday. A lake effect snow warning is in effect for the western Adirondacks and Tug Hill Plateau through Saturday evening. And a lake effect snow advisory is in effect farther south for areas of the western Mohawk Valley, including Utica and Syracuse. That's up through tomorrow morning. So within those advisory and warning areas, accumulations are likely in the more persistent bands of lake effect snow, and occasionally those snow bursts will reduce visibility to near zero. Further east, for much of our area, we're looking at just some snow showers and flurries from time to time moving through tonight into the day tomorrow. It is possible, though, that the snow does burst at times and leave some slippery spots behind, so do keep that in mind as you are out and about across the area, not just through tomorrow, but really right through the day on Saturday. Now, in terms of temperature, it is turning cooler, so tonight, temperatures fall back into the teens. With a gusty breeze, it'll feel cooler than that. Highs tomorrow are likely to hold in the 20s across the area. And again, a breeze will make it feel cooler. Saturday, we're still in the 20s to near 30 degrees with that rather persistent gusty breeze out of the west and northwest. And then on Sunday, it looks like a storm will develop to our south, likely far enough south to miss us and hold out to sea, but a disturbance comes through with the chance for at least some flurries or a period of light snow. I'll quickly mention the drought situation right now. The latest drought monitor was released earlier today, and we're basically in the same boat with abnormally dry to moderate drought conditions across much of the area, with pockets of severe drought from western Massachusetts into Connecticut and also through the southeastern Catskills and the mid and lower Hudson Valley. Extreme drought continues in portions of the Pioneer Valley and in northwestern Connecticut. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy, low in the teens. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered snow showers, breezy, and highs in the 20s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and squalls, breezy, low in the teens. Tomorrow, variably cloudy with scattered snow showers and squalls, breezy, with highs in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, low 14 to 22. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, breezy, high 26 to 32. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and flurries, breezy, low in the teens. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun with scattered snow showers, breezy, with highs in the 20s. Region-wide on Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun with scattered snow showers, highs in the 20s, and on Sunday, mainly cloudy with a chance of light snow and highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.